Hi, Tony. Here we are with lesson 75 of the Irish Guitar Podcast, and we have a very lovely, lively and cheerful reel.
That's right, Jerry. I first heard this tune many years ago in Melbourne from the late Sean McManus. Now, Sean was an accordion player, a button accordion player. He played the BC button accordion. Our paths didn't cross that often, but when they did, he would always start off with this particular tune, and the tune is called Crossing the Shannon. And I can tell you it was a very energetic start to a session and an absolute joy to hear.
And this is also known as the funny reel. Why is that?
Well, I've got no idea why it's called the funny reel. I saw that title on one of my all-time favourite recordings of traditional Irish music. There's a banjo player that plays it, a chap called Brian Fitzgerald. And the album, incidentally, it's got the very imaginative title of Traditional Music on Fiddle, Banjo and Harp. And you'd think, well, you know, that's not a really good blend. But it's a superb album. It's one of my all-time favourite albums. Oisin McDermida, fiddle player, Brian Fitzgerald on the banjo, and Mihal O'Rooney, who is a master of many instruments, but on this particular album, he's playing the harp. And I don't know how you get a harp to blend in with the fiddle and banjo, but it's absolutely magic, this album. And Brian does a solo on there. He plays two tunes, the funny reel and Billy McComiskey's, both reels. And he plays them with piano backup. And if you ever want to hear how a boron can be played correctly in Irish music, you want to have a listen to the boron on this particular recording. It's wonderful. So that they list it as the funny reel, and they also list it as a composition of Paddy Fahey, which I'm not sure about that. I've always known the tune as Crossing the Shannon. Now, the tune is played in D. It's a D tune. On the guitar, I put the capo on the second fret and play it in C shapes. But in either C or D, you can play the entire tune in the open position with your fretting hand. And I only noticed when I was preparing the materials for this podcast that the six places where I've marked, where I've put an ornamentation mark, are all sort of the same phrase. There's two quavers, G and C, followed by a C triplet. It's worth pointing out also that the chord progression I've selected is the same in both the A and the B parts. And that is by no means unique in Irish music. Occasionally that would happen. I've put some A minor chords in there. Now you could leave those out, but I felt that they added a little bit of colour to the tune. And the other thing I think that people need to be aware of is that a chord progression for accompanying a tune is just one person's opinion of what chords should be used to back up the tune. And it can be influenced not only by the person, but by the type of instrument they're playing. So I would expect for instance, if a piano player was accompanying the tune, they might have a different mindset on the choice of chords that they would use.
And as usual, Tony, before we hear the tune, we'll remind listeners that they can download Book 5 containing all 18 tunes in the series for $9 from irishguitarpod.com.
Okay, Jerry, and I'll play the tune slowly. And the version of the tune played at a normal tempo that you'll hear is actually off my CD, Memories of Leitrim.
And actually, people will find a pointer to that CD on the website as well, and they can purchase that if they'd like to do so.
Alrighty, and we'll see you all next week.